Let's get back into the case. So more about Machlokus, the case where you have Nikva Ba'aretz and Nifa B'chutz La'aretz. You have this Otzitz Nakuv, and the Otzitz was the Nekev was hovering over or was placed over the Eretz Yisrael. But the nof of the plant is inclined towards Chutz La'aretz. So Bai says you go after the nekev, and Rav says you go after the nof. So Mor says that if the roots went through the nekev into the ground, the case was that they had not taken roots into the ground. Okay. Now, and then we say, that's what we're holding the Gemara. Even the Gemara says, you're telling me that they don't argue in a case of Ashrish, which, Hotanan. So, Shteginos Zu Al Gav Zu. You have two pieces of plots of land, which are producing vegetables. One is higher than the other. The Yerek Ben Tayim, and then in the vertical space between the two of them, so there's a lower Gina and the higher Gina. The wall between the two of them, there's a Yerek growing out of the wall, out of that. So you have the lower Gina, you have the higher Gina, you have this wall in between, and it's growing out of the wall. Remei Armer Shal Elyon, so that plant belongs to the higher Gina. Rehuda Mishal Tachton, and it belongs to the Tachton. So what's the argument? It's growing in the land of the Elyon. It's growing in the air of the Tachton. So Morris says we should argue that the same thing over here. It's growing. It's the Ashes means it's growing in the land of Eretz Yisrael, but it's growing. But the plant itself, the where it is, the air is in the Chutz La'aretz. So you see, it's possible to argue even in the case of Ashrish. Where it says no, that's not a comparison. Okay, so this is. Amr Meir, Ma'im Yirtza Elyon Lital is Afaroi, Ein Kan Yoruk. You need the ground for it to grow in. Amr Behuda, Ma'im Yirtza Hatat Lamalas is Ginosa Offer, Ein Kan Yoruk. But the place where it's growing, the space where it's taking, belongs to the Tachton. The Tachton wouldn't, it would be higher, the ground would be higher in the Tachton, this thing wouldn't exist. So they're arguing at any moment is Shailam. That's a good more moment. See, it's a dini moment of Shaila. Which one has define how it plays out in the world of space? But that's over there. But that's nothing to do with over here. Amar says no. Stavakati. Furthermore, still, but Ashrus Lepligi. You tell me they don't argue case of Ashrus. Vatanya. Elon Shemiksosa Boritz, Mitzotsoi Bechutzalaritz. You have a tree which is partially in Eretz Yisrael and partially Chutzalaritz. So Tebo Bechulun Murabin Zebizet, Dibri Rebbe. So Rebbe says, you look at the tree, and part of it is grown with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and part of it is grown with Kedushas Chutzalaritz. So therefore, all of the fruits are partially tevel and partially chulin. Okay. So Rav Shimon Lilomer, Hagadol b'chiyuv is chayiv. Hagadol b'patur is patur. Yeah, each one is separate. So where says my law? What's the case? Isn't the case? A mixes noifoy beoritz, a mixes noifoy bechutz loritz. So, Rishon Lil says that I don't care where the root of the tree is, but let's look where the branch that's growing is on. So it means you have a case where even though it's asher, so let's say in Eretz Yisrael, Karnas Shulam Leil, whatever goes with Chutz Loretz, it's said Chutz Loretz. So it's shayach even in the case of asherish, that you could go bust the knife. You're arguing before if it's asherish, everybody agrees you go bust the sharish. And you see Karnas Shulam Leil that that's not true. Versus lo mixes Russian baritz. The case over here was that the roots of the tree, the trunk of the tree, was partially in Eretz Yisrael and partially in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, that you go by in the case where it's Ashrish, you go by so the Sharish. The Sharish itself is in two places. But then Rebbe makes a lot of sense. Means the fruits are being produced wherever they're being produced, but the unique of the tree is being drawn from both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So it should be in Tarubis. How's Rav Shimon Leil say a Gadol B'chi of Chayev a Gadol B'tur Potter? My time with Rav Shimon Leil, the Mafsik Sunma. So there's a rack down below, right by the border. And the roots of the tree, some of them are on one side of the rack and some of them on the other side of the rack. So it's Mamash split. The roots are split. So my time of the Rebbe, the Hadri Arvi, but as it grows up in the trunk itself, the two sides combine. My kamiflagi, Amar Sabra Avira Mavalbo, Amar Sabra Hai Luchudekoi, Vahai Luchudekoi. So that Rishim Leil says that whatever is being Yerik, Yonik, I found the right side, goes up the right side and goes out in the right branches on the right side. It goes on the left side, goes on the left side. So they stay separate. So the papyrus, which are going to grow on the side of where the roots are in Chutz La'aretz, remain distinct. And Rabbi says that once it comes out of the grounds, the virus is available. It doesn't say that distinct and pristine as it when it comes out. You're right. The sharish is one side, the sharish is the other side. But once they come out, they come above the ground. The nature of everything moving around, it moves all around. Okay, Zok Rashi. Nikva Boritz and Nikva Bechutz Lords. Narrow lines of Rashi, 5, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th narrow line. Shahayim Munach Alagvul. So this Otzitz Nakuv is right by the border. And Nifas Roim Nitzel Chutz Lotzitz, Chutz Gvul. And the plant that's inclines above the it leans above the top of the otzitz, leaning towards Chutz La'aretz. So, Bai says, Bosinik was leaning, Shemisham hu yarnik, v'chai b'maiser. It's drawing its unika from Eretz Yisrael, that's where the neck of is, and therefore it's chai b'maiser. Rabbi says, Bosinik was leaning, upot min a maiser min a tar b'chutz La'aretz. It's potter min a tar, it's potter. I'm not sure what Rashi learned that Tzachi of Derbonon or there are scenarios in the land which is Chutz La'aretz which they're Mechayev Mirabonon. This would have that then. I'm not sure what Rashi is referring to. So where it says, but Asher's Chutz La'nekev B'sach Karkar Yisrael. If the root went through the hole into the ground, so the root is in Eretz Yisrael, Klayam Alapligi. So there, the fact that the branches are in Chutz La'aretz is irrelevant. But you have the neck of Mamish in Eretz Yisrael, so it's being yearned from the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi agrees, you go bust the Sharish. The argument is, so only in a case where it did not go to the bottom of the otzitz. It's sitting in the otzitz, but the hole is there. That's what they argue. Mor says, "Ubashish lepligi." Lack of the man also must be knife. You're assuming that it's not possible to go after knife in a case which ashrus. That's not true. So therefore, I can assume possibly that Rabbi would argue in a case of ashrus. You're assuming that there's no logic at all. It's not possible to contemplate logically if the root is in Eretz Yisrael that you look at where the knife is. Well, we see there are Tanoim who say that we could do such a thing. So maybe Rabbi held like that. Why are you assuming otherwise? Because, I mean, the Moris Raya's aren't directly against this Pshat and Rava. Usually this type of question is, I'll prove you from someone else, or Rava said something else, that Rashi is saying, we can't prove that. We're not proving that. We're just proving that conceptually it's possible such an idea, like these Tanoim say. So, well, it's true. Maybe Rava learns like that also. You haven't proven definitively that Rava has to argue. You're just proving that it's possible that Rava argues. There are two gardens, one higher than the other, and they're next to each other. One of them is raised up higher than the other. And it has like a wall, which is a vertical wall. The yark bein time, and you have a plant growing out of that, growing out of the side. The gider hagavoya, it's coming out of this wall, which is raised up above the lower one. So the root is in the upper garden, in the ground of the upper garden. The knife is suspended above the lower garden. It's in the avar of the lower one. So we have Mechokes Tanoim, Tiner Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says it belongs to the Elyon. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Tachton, Osdin and Batsun Knife. So we see that even though it's Nishrash in the upper one, you go look where the knife is. So the same thing over here, even though it's Nishras in Eretz Yisrael, you look where the knife is. So Moses says, that's not a question. He could obliterate this plant. Therefore, his decision not to do so allows this Yerik to exist. So he gets ownership in it. There's a third time in the Mishnah over there. Rabbi Yossi maybe, that he says, anything which the person standing above can reach down and gather belongs to him. Anything which is, if the wall is, it's raised significantly, and if he reached down, he couldn't reach that plant. So practically, that's not called ownership because he has to go through the gate of the lower one to get it. So basically, there's a yirush or a hefker or whatever it is. So it's not his. He knows that it's being controlled by the lower one. So the Gavi Dini moment is that we're going to define ownership by who has the shlita and the authority over the item. So Rabbi Huda's arguing that it's in the airspace of the lower one. It's only he who decides that it should have existence. So the moment is he's going to be the one who owns it. But it's not because this argument you're suggesting that since it's Nova's and Clyde to one, the main part of the plant is the Nova, and the Nova's in his space. Therefore, it's irrelevant to Rava. The Morris says, okay, let's try another case. We have the case of the Elon, which is partially in Eretz Yisrael and partially in Chutz Laretz. So Rabbi said, Tebo b'chulam rabin zebizeh. In the chaperi b'ilan hazeh, there's no fruit in this tree. Shein miksosim in Eretz. Shu tebo miksosim in Chutz Laretz shu chulin. every fruit of the tree is partially chul and partially tevel. The yanika of the plant comes from a combination of both, and that's what produces the fruits. Okay, Renafka means, so what do you do with it? Shein ma'arvin ma'asrin mitabal vaday alav, tabin achiba alaptur, the beloved metal, tabal vaday. And cannot be ma'asr on this and other fruits. Because this is like only a partial chiyiv, and they're full chiyiv. But for one fruit, she would have to ma'asr from this pile of fruit of its own, and on its own, the miser works. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shem Gamil said, I'm sorry, Agadol b'chiyev, Masha b'sach Eretz Yisrael is chayev, and that was Agadol b'tur is potter. So more so, what's the case? That mixes noifai is in Eretz Yisrael. And Mrs. Nova was in Chutz Lahoretz, and he says, look where the branch is that it grew. Well, what about the roots? Vafalpi, Mrs. Nova, Vafalpi should call Shrosha of Oretz, or Chutz Lahoretz. So Shemuel ignores where the root is, he looks at where the plants are, where the fruits are. So Almo's in a Basar Noif, even though the Sharish is in Eretz Yisrael, the Noif in Chutz Lahoretz will pass through it, or vice versa. So maybe Rava will go bust a knife, even though the Sharis is in Eretz Yisrael. Samur says the case was my time in the Shingle deal, some more. So the case was that the Shrushim were partially in one place, partially in the other. So then, what's that in the Shingle deal? What do you mean, the place that which goes Bechiv is Chayiv? The words don't make any sense. The Hayunika shall Shrushim, the roots, Mala Sraf Becholapri. Mishrushi Oibrezeh Malim Sraf, the pre Shabbebrezeh. The roots bring up Yanika from the ground, which then spreads throughout the whole plant. So there's no Gadol b'chiyev chayev, a Gadol b'tur potter. The words will make it. You can't divide it up if it's just they have different where the roots are. Whereas the Maftik Sunma, Shane Sela, there's this ridge of rock, Ma'abdol b'emsa shrushim, which separates the roots from the two sides. All the way up to where the trunk starts. In that situation, the yudika then continues on the two sides, distinct. Because the trunk is one. Shemur says, "Marasav Ravira Mevalbul. I'll be shekol mashiyesh mina shrosh in bekarka habim mufdal. Even though the roots are clearly distinct, halva kashiyatzal aver whom urav mevalbul v'yan kimi adadi. But once it's above ground, the two sides are being yearning from each other. So it's not really the way Rashi Taisha. Not really the aver which is being mevalbul. It's just the physical aver is just indicative of when they came together." Marsav Avir Lama Valbal, Ho Ubasurcha Karka, Mubdal, Bisela, Shena Matsmiach, since down below there's something which clearly keeps them distinct. If ground, which itself can be Matsmiach, is not a Mavdal. So even though some of the roots are here and some of the roots are here, and they only join above ground in the trunk, but since the ground in between it, it's pulling unique out of that part of the ground. So they're both pulling from both sides. But once there's this rock in the middle, which is not Matzmiach, so then we can keep it distinct. Getting back to our Gemara, once if the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, nobody's going to argue that, well, the knife is chutz laretz and it's potter. The roots are in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv. So over here, Rava, in the case where the roots went through the hole of the pot into the ground, and now it's rooted in Eretz Yisrael mamish, Rava would not argue you look at knife. Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah said that Maseiros said you can't write on Nir Mochuk or on Diftara. So Diftara is the hide which has not been processed totally, and at that stage of the process, if something which is erased would not be noticeable. With Chomer Machshirim, which the more didn't get into exactly who that is and what that is, that's such a belozer holds Eddie Masira Karti. So the Eddie Masira have to read it, they know what it says, so the person can't go afterwards and tamper with it. So the Tanakhama is our mayor, says you can also Eddie Chasima. So the Eddie Chasima, so we have to be able to look at the documents and hear the testimony of the Eddie Chasima, and since it's possible to tamper with it, we can't hear the testimony of the Eidei Chasima looking at the document, because we don't know what they signed on. We know what we're seeing, but we don't know if this is what they signed on. Okay. So Amar B'chia Bar Asi Mishmei De Ula Gimel Arisein. There are different stages in the process, the stages of processing the ore. There's three Aris. The Rashi points out that there's four. The fourth one is called Klaf, when everything's been finished and now it's klav. But there's three stages where it's still called ore. What are the three stages? Matzah, chifa, and v'diftara. So our case of the Mishnah of diftara is stage number three. There are two stages before that. Matzah k'mashmo. Matzah is the first stage. Just like matzah, you have not, as it were, let it rise. It has not. You've not done anything to it. There were three stages in the process. First, they would salt it, and by salting it, you would take out a lot of the liquid, thereby preventing it from rotting. You could theoretically just let it air dry for a period of time and accomplish the same thing, but you're worried that while it's happening, it might rot. So you would salt it to hasten the process. It also softens the hide a little bit. Then the second stage was they would take kamach, they would make a paste, and they would put it made out of flour and water, and they would paste it on it. I'm not sure exactly what it did. The law of it, and then the third stage was that they would use the gallnuts.
Walnut.
What?
Treatment of the gallnuts.
Right. They would use the gallnuts and treat it. So this matzah, none of that had happened yet. So Moore says, what's it relevant that it's a distinct stage? My halacha. L'hotzar Shabbos. This is in regards to Zohar Shabbos. We look at, if it's in that stage of the process, the shear of how much a person would be chayiv, right? So we had you know, series of Mishnayos and Gemaras and Shabbos. So to be chayiv on Zohar, it has to be that you're taking out something which has a level of usage, taking a very, very minimal sized item. It has no usage. It can't be used of that size. It's not chayav for itself. So what's the common shiur? So if a person would take out this hide and this stage, it's possible for him to be chayav. And that's a distinct, separate stage. But what is this year? Kitani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So Rav Shmuel Yehuda quotes a brayso. It says Klei Lotzer Mishkol Kitana, that they would have weights, and the weights would tend to eventually get worn down by the multiple users of rubbing them with their hands. So they would wrap it in this ore to prevent that. So the smallest weight that you can picture, this ore already is potentially of use for that size. How big is that? There was something called the quarter of a quarter. And that was the smallest weight that they had in Pupadisa. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And they would use the matzah to wrap the weights, right? My assumption is that, you mean in regards to weighing, you mean?
No, that's in regards to weighing. The
constant mishmash of the hands would dry it out. So there was no, it was a waste of time to be ma'abited. Okay. Then the next step is what the Mishnah, the Bryce, no, Rechibra Asi is not Bryce, the Rechibra Asi said the name of Ula was Skifa. Samora says, what is that? The Maliach, it's been salted. But the next two stages have not been done. And again, this is relevant for Tzor Shabbos. Or Kelasus Kameya. So that they would make a Kameya. So this would be the receptacle which would hold the Kameya. So they would already use this type of ore, which they wouldn't use, they would not use matzah for that, but they would use kefir for that. Diftera is the Maliach, Kamiach, Maliophets. Diftera is our case of our Mishnah. The first two stages have been done, the last stage has not been done. So it's been, so the regards to drying it out, making it, that basically is completed. But the Ophet stage, which would strengthen it and color it and would accomplish that, any erasures would be noticeable, that hadn't been done. The usage of such an item would be the smallest item they would use as a get. And that's like the Tana, the Chacham of the Mishnah, that hold its kosher, that Diftar is kosher to write a get in it. Sakrashi. Right at the end of the narrow lines, Shalosh Aris Hain, Chalukin and Bishmaseyan, Ubishiurayan. There are three levels of ore, they're not called klaf yet, which have different names and different halachic statuses. Kamashmo, Kamatza, Zushla, Niskano, Bechimutz, Kedas Alechem. It's like matzah, I mean, matzah, you've worked it, over here, you haven't worked it at all. But it's parallel to the idea of matzah, that you haven't really processed it the way you would make bread normally. So we're also, you have not processed. Kamiach is mubid b'kemach. They would do a stage of the ibud where they would use flour for that. Mahilchasa shirein chalukin. So how is its shear distinct? Mishkala shalafaris asuya, they make it out of lead. Shalafaris asuya lios b'cheses. It would rub away. So if they would wrap it in this ore to prevent it from being rubbed to the point that it you're wearing away at the weight. The river, Mishkol Katan Shalan Hoya. That was the smallest weight that they had. Chivas Mesukan Ksas. Roy lechapa is by kameya. So it's called chiva because you could wrap something in it. You could wrap something with it. Little love is a get. Rabbanon and the machshir. That's like the chama of the mishnah would say that's kosher. Mio b'klaf gomer the maliach b'kameya. But of it, the last stage of klaf which all the processes have been done, lo shmei or, that's not called or anymore. Shemachi lo imani badayu. Therefore, the Mishnah does not mention that. Ula doesn't mention that in his conversation because he's discussing or that's no longer called or. Mishure, by the way, so what is it? Shir tanan b'motziyai. Klav k'elit the boy parsha k'tana shebetfilin. Of this way, in a kosher l'tfilin, the hilchah shiurai beget. The get is larger than that. So the klav, already you can use the smaller shear. But the diftera is not kosher for that.
How
come it's not kosher? It's not considered klav. It doesn't have the full process of klav because not because it could be mitzayim. There's a dish, but there was because El touched up that the full process of making something klav. Get there's no din of klav.
It's not like I don't know some kind of hidur type of thing. Like it's not.
No, I'm saying get it'll do the klav. Just write it so we can discuss. Well, is it usable or not for the halachah get because of the ratio issue? But theoretically, you write anything. You write a piece of wood, right? But over here, there's a halacha of klav. It's not called klav until you do all the steps of the process. I'm sorry.
Right to get on a leaf.
Right.
What was your question?